One of the most lavish weddings ever just took place in New Delhi. And the reason that I say one of them is because this particular family, I believe the man who got married, the son, is third. He's the third child to get married. So they've already had over-the-top wedding celebrations before, including performances by Beyonce and Justin Bieber.
Oh, my gosh.
And Rihanna.
Wow. And Rihanna.
Yeah, and Rihanna, just to name a few,
just
right?
At the birthday party.
Hey!
And they're getting paid millions. I heard Justin Bieber got paid like $10 million to do a performance.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I am sure that it was well worth it.
Where did they get the money?
Oh, well, they are the father, Mukesh Ambani, is the ninth richest man in the world.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
His name is Mukesh Ambani, and I believe their net worth is $116 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. So would you like to know how lavish this wedding was?
Yes, I would.
The wedding between Anant Ambani, and should I just go ahead and show you the picture now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here we are. Anant Ambani.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There he is.
He's like the
Anant.
Uh-huh. Indian. Oh, India's jelly roll with a beard.
Yeah.
Looking a little bit like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
He deserves a
lavish wedding.
Yeah.
And his now wife, I believe, is the daughter of some pharmaceutical billionaires. So
is this
an
arranged marriage in that country or no?
No, I don't think so. They found each other. I think what I read is that they found each other through mutual friends.
Or on richaf.com.
Yes.
Yeah. She's liking him for his looks, or do you think the money?
No, she's
comes from billions too.
I think
really?
She comes from billions. So I think it is for love, which sure,
that's crazy. That's they do look like a little bit different, but
they don't match at all.
They do not. But she does not. She's not marrying him for money because she's got her parents have got her own. Yeah. Okay. So the wedding, the most lavish wedding, it started with a 3-day pre-wedding celebration in March. That's when Rihanna and Akon performed for a 1,200 people guest list.
Mm-hmm. And that was a pre-wedding?
This is just a pre-wedding celebration in March.
Jason,
then,
you know how you get mad with Carol has her birthday month?
Yeah, you can't be mad about that.
This is 3 months of just before the wedding even starts. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He has $100 billion. It's different.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the very first event, right? 3 months beforehand. Then there was a 4-day European cruise in May that featured on-deck concerts from the Backstreet Boys and Pitbull.
What a lineup.
Followed by a masquerade ball where Katy Perry performed.
What?
Yeah. So they're on the cruise. They have this concert with Pitbull and the Backstreet Boys. And then later in the night, like, let's do a masquerade ball and Katy Perry can perform.
I don't hear any of these celebrities telling us what we should and shouldn't do in our life.
Right.
It's like they're, and I would do it in 2 seconds.
Yes.
But they sell out. They'll go on some cruise for some billionaire family and get paid $10 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
How incredible.
Crazy.
What a gig.
Then
one of us did one gig like that. We are rich for life.
Yeah,
never have to work again.
Yeah. They then got a little bit closer to the wedding because then just a few weeks ago, there was a traditional night where in Mumbai where Justin Bieber performed for them once again.
Oh,
so that, I believe that was the $10 million.
Gotta have the traditional night.
Right.
Traditional
Biebs. Just thinking baby.
The European cruise, that's not so traditional.
No.
That's silly.
That's new school.
That's silly. The actual wedding finally happened, and it was attended by the likes of Mike Tyson, Nick Jonas, Tony Blair, Boris Johnson, Kim and Khloe Kardashian. And by the way, I saw some photos of Kim and Khloe Kardashian. And to me, I could be totally wrong here. I know that she is half Armenian, so perhaps there is some cultural stuff. It was like dress up. It was like dress up for them.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're wearing traditional saris, which is what, you know, the Indian women wear during big celebrations or for weddings. Traditionally, that's what they do. And Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian come out of the hotel room. One said, oh, she's channeling Princess Jasmine. And she had on emerald jewels in her hair. Mm. She had on like a diamond nose ring. She's wearing, I don't know how I would feel about this if you're Kim Kardashian and you're attending my wedding with all of my family members there, but bosoms out.
Yeah,
I'm
looking at a picture. Okay. I think I can see your nipple.
I think you can.
Very traditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Traditional wedding.
Yeah, because like you can see where she's you can see where she's tan, and then where her tan line is, and then I'm pretty sure it's her nipple.
Yeah, wow. Probably. And she's wearing white. Although I don't know if that is just like something that we do culturally, where the bride wears white, because you know typically in India the very colorful, very beautiful,
yeah,
lots
right.
of jewels.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the white.
Probably not.
Well, so this article said because Kim's in red and Khloe's in white. This article says Kim Kardashian breaks traditional etiquette by wearing red.
By wearing the red.
Oh.
And then I think somebody maybe at one other. Part of the festivities, Khloe Kardashian is like in Barbie pink.
So are all these celebrities there, not the ones performing, just there? They just got invited or did they get paid?
No, I think the guests are there and they got invited and they're going.
Yeah.
They're going. Also, almost everybody from Bollywood was there as well because this is one of the most...
Which is the second biggest film industry behind Hollywood and actually do billions every year.
And this is, again, his name is Anant Ambani. He's the youngest son of Asia's richest man, Mukesh Ambani. Total global spectacle. I mean, the photos are just crazy to see. They even hosted, maybe it's the language, there's a language barrier, but they host a wedding, a mass wedding of 50, what they're calling underprivileged couples. Who don't have the money to get
that's
married.
Nice.
So it's a really nice gesture. It's just like the underprivileged part.
The pores are out like in a shed somewhere.
I don't like that part of it.
Yeah.
But they do it because it's like their way of giving back, you know, because there's a lot of people.
How
who
cool
are,
would that be? If
what does
like,
that guy do for a living? Did he get a degree in something?
He was married.
Certification.
I mean, he was born.
He was the youngest guy. Yeah.
He was just born into in wealth.
How did the dad get the money?
Okay.
I don't know.
He is the chairman and running partner of Reliance Industries. They are headquartered in Mumbai. They focus on energy, natural gas, retail, entertainment, telecommunications, mass media, and textiles.
And then the youngest son's bride, Radhika Merchant, is the daughter of Viren and Shayla Merchant, the founders of pharmaceutical company Encore Health.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that the other guy's industry doesn't cover, pharmaceuticals.
They got it covered.
They got it all.
They got it covered.
They got it all.
Millions were spent on grand jewels worn by the family's women. Also, the wedding invitations themselves were made of silver and gold. Private jets were hired to fly some of the guests in, and Bollywood's most sought-after designer is the one who is serving as the wedding creative director. The estimated cost for the Ambani family for this wedding, $500 million.
Oh, no, my God. That is ridiculous.
$500 million wedding.
Yep. And he already had a wedding for his daughter in 2018 because he has two other children, three total.
Gosh.
He had in 2018 for his daughter's wedding, Beyonce performed. And then also at that time, Hillary Clinton attended and John Kerry attended. All of the Bollywood stars were there. There was a lot of other celebrities at the time, but, you know, Kim Kardashian now, I guess it was her first invite, I suppose. Festivities are due to run through, they ran through the entire weekend. And then here's the part about the house. The Ambani's 27-story family compound.
Their house is 27
stories.
Because in India, you go up.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah. You're right.
In India, you build up. 27 stories in Mumbai.
All his family lives in the same building?
No elevator.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they all live together.
You said compound.
Family compound, yeah. Worth $1 billion, contains three helipads, a 160-car garage, a private movie theater. I mean, it just, the extravagance is mind-blowing.
I love that their house is 27 stories.
27 stories.
And three helicopters can land on it.
How many kitchens you got in there?
Probably, at least 27.
Like, do I have to go all the way to the top
like
to get
every
to the
floor?
Kitchen?
Only one kitchen.
Oh, I want to see pictures inside.
Me too.
How do you call the kids downstairs to eat? Do you have to like call them like 15 minutes ahead and say, hey.
Meet me at the elevator.
And something tells me you're not calling your own children for lunch.
You know?
Somebody else is handling that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Ooh, it's so good.
That is the most lavish wedding of all time. Yeah. $500 million.